Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, we'd like to thank you for tuning in to the World Boxing Review Radio Show. My name is Aaron Snowell, and they call me the Hall of Fame Trainer of Champions. And we're coming to you live from Pottsville, Pennsylvania, with our main man taking us on a magic carpet ride, our radio aficionado, Bob Murray. How you doing, Bob?
Oh, very good today, Aaron. Hello, welcome. And everybody tuning in to that beautiful fall Saturday afternoon. And, yeah, we have some good stuff to talk about today as well, and some great guests, too. Yes, we have a good show planned. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, I hope everything goes as planned. It's amazing, the internet and people. It's amazing what happens. However... the magic lies with the people ties. When you tie into something, something happens. When you're going around the world on the magic carpet ride, something mystical, and these things happen. But, you know, Bob, talking about, some of the tragedies with the fighter Day, they set up a GoFundMe page for this young man. So if you go to GoFundMe for Day, the boxer, you can contribute to his funeral services and all that. That's for him. So and that's a good thing. And up and coming, you know, down in Mexico City, the 59th WBC convention for the WBC. Is going on now, and it was great. You know, a lot of world champions down there. They had over 50 world champions and former champions down there at the convention, and all their members. I mean, you know, with the WBC, 169 countries. Man, whoo, man,
wow.
The gala was...
and, wow.
Yeah, and we'd like to congratulate. Donovan Boucher, who's a former champion of mine that I trained. He's been on the show before with a young lady, the ring announcer, if you can remember that. He'd bring her on the show with him. But he received an award down there. He's a referee now up in Canada and stuff like that, in Canada. And he's reffing now for the WBC, and congratulations to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking about there's going to be a couple big fights wrapping up that weekend too down in Cancun too. So we'll get to that when we're jumping around the world with the WBC fights going on, and that's saying got to wrap up that whole week for the convention.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But Bob, take us on this.
We're all rich and really good. I have one more piece of news that I have to throw out there for people. Just have a fight last night over in Thailand. You just want to mention Chaiphan Mundry. Now, he's not Sir Ringvisai who has all those 24 million, but this guy definitely has a following in Thailand, too. He raised his record now to 54-0. He scored a unanimous decision over Sinpiwe Konko, and he keeps his WBC World Minimum Weight title. But we like to throw those names out there. Here's the champion, minimum weight champion, 54-0. So, congratulations to Mundry.
that's something they were talking about. That Mayweather, and here's a guy, he's over the top.
Yeah,
you know, it's amazing.
Yeah, cool.
But. Marketing and those things do, but hey, that's it's one of those things, you know, the marketing end of it, you know, if that's what's going to get some exposure for the fighter, hey, go for it. That's what I say.
Well, good. Okay, good. So we're going to start off today just down the road at the Santander Arena in Reading, PA, USA. That's going to be on Showtime. The super lightweights, Robert Easter Jr., 21-1-1, 14 KOs. And Adrian Granados, 20 wins, 7 losses, 2 draws, 14 knockouts, sending it out, as well as super welterweight Erickson Lubin, 21-1, 16 KOs, and Nathaniel Gallimore, 21-3-1, 17 by way of knockout. They're facing off in the co-main event. Up in Derry, New Hampshire, welterweight Kiri Todd is showcased live in Springfield, Missouri. It's Alicia Acero defending her women's IBA international title. And Miranda Atkins digs it out for the women's international IBA light flyweight belt. ESPN Plus will be in Reno, Nevada, where Shakur Stevenson out of Newark, New Jersey, 12-0, 7 KOs, versus Joe Gonzalez, undefeated, 23-0, 14 by KO. And that's for the vacant WBO World Featherweight title. Also, Joshua Greer Jr., 21-1-1, steps in with Antonio Nieves, 19-2-2, for both the WBC Continental Americas and the WBO NABO bantamweight straps. And unbeaten Michaela Mayer, 11-0, fights the 7-3 Alejandra Soledad Zamora for the NABF female super featherweight crown. Trujillo also in Puerto Rico hosts the bout for the WBO World Minimum Weight belt between the champion Wilfredo Mendez. He's 14-1 and challenger Axel Aragon Vega, 13-2-1. Maybe we'll see Mendez fighting Moonsri. The two minimum weight champions there are destined to meet somewhere down the line. Okay, in Chaguanas, in Trinidad and Tobago, with Rory Wallace, 9-3, clashing with Gwendolyn O'Neill, 19-7-3, for the Open WBC World Female Heavyweight Crown. In the Super Featherweight Showdown between Ramiro Blanco, 18-6-3, and Robin Zamora, 14-7, is the headliner in Managua, Nicaragua. America in Jalisco, Mexico, hosts the Mexico Azteca TV broadcast featuring the Pedro Campa, 30 wins, 1 loss, 1 draw, 20 KOs, versus Kenan Betancourt, 11-5, 9 KOs at the Super Lightweight Contest. In Guadalajara, Super Flyweight Show Ishida, 28-1, and Israel Gonzalez, 24-3, meet up. Mexico Televisa TV will be in Cancun for the contest to determine the interim WBC Silver Welterweight Champion between Alessandro Rigatini, 23-0, 19 KOs, and Juan Ruiz, 22-4, 14 knockouts. Also, Yesenia Gomez, 16-5-3, crosses the ropes with Deborah Rengifo for the WBC World Female Light Flyweight title. Two venues in Sao Paulo, Brazil. First, at the Francisco Morato, it's Valdivar Pereira versus Francisco de Assis at the Vero Leote in the Super Welterweight feature. While downtown, we'll see female super bantam Simone Aparicio da Silva and Caroline Ford Antunes do battle. We'll go across the pond now to the UK, to the O2 Arena in London, for the DAZN and Sky TV telecast of the Josh Taylor, 15-0, 12 KOs versus Regis Progress, 24-0, 20 KOs. Fight for the WBA Super World, the IBF World, and the WBC Diamond Super Lightweight titles. Also, the big heavyweight clash taking place over there, too, between Derek Chisora, 31-9, 22 KOs, and David Price, 25-6, 20 KOs. And, of course, you talked before, Price is replacing Joseph Parker, who backed out a couple of weeks ago with an injury. Lightweight's Ricky Burns, 43-7-1, and Lee Selby, 27-2, face off. And it's unbeaten Ayaz Nagabu, 20-0, versus the unbeaten 13-0 Lawrence O'Curley for the EBU European Cruiserweight belt. 15-0 Conor Benn and 26-7 are the combatants for the WBA Continental Welterweight strap. And Abbas Barro, 7-0, takes on John O'Donnell, 33-2, for the WBC International Super Welterweight crown. In Birmingham, Casey Benjamin takes on Levi Ferguson for the Triple PFC Midland area welterweight belt. And Craig Derbyshire steps in with Marcel Braithwaite for the 3BFC English Superfly crown in the top of in Hull, Yorkshire. It's Mickey Weaver versus Dale Arrowsmith in the Super Welterweight finale in Mansfield, Nottinghamshire, and welterweights Jack Rafferty and Nathan Hardy trade punches in Oldham, Lancashire. Undefeated super middleweight Chris Davies, 12-0, battles Andy Bishop at the top of the card in Dunstable, Bedfordshire. And Sigourney Leferre, 12-0, and Ana Maria Lozano, 16-9-1, clash for the WBF female world super bantamweight crown in Douai, France, which also features Anicia Bayou and Leticia Chevalier fighting for the France female super lightweight crown. Gavira hosts the fight to elude France super light strap between Bastien Ballesta and Tamaz Avidiev, and Albertville will host the female bantamweight bout between Elodie Boutraka and Maris Gangloff. Already female in Cindy DeHoos, ready out for the France female super featherweight crown at the top of the bill in Marathon Hello. The stadium in Israel will be the site for the battle for the EBU European super flyweight crown between Zamir Ziani and Farouk Kabara. He's 16-1. Their two ways, Batur Gersi and Issa Morzaya square off in Dinan and Cote d'Amour. And then in Berlin, Germany, it's Nick Hanek versus Rhino Liebenberg. They face off for the WBC International Light Heavyweight title. And Danny Heidrich and Ibrahim Obadasic vie for the Open Berlin International BBB Cruiserweight belt. And as Nikola Ivkovic versus Devrim Gokhtuman at the feature in Mausch in Baden-Württemberg. Roman Reigns is set for the clash for the WBC International Silver Super Featherweight strap between the 15-0 Michael Magnesi and the 46-4-1 Maxel Awuku. And also, bantamweight Eduardo Lorenzo and Valerie Matriz meet up in Lombardia. And over in Tuscany is Leonardo Bobby versus Gianmarco Criofani in the Super Middleweight finale. The Free Venezia Guinea has action in Fogliano when lightweight Francesco Santacroce faces up with Gerardo Minio. And over in Pordenone, where super welterweight Francesco Zilli and Amadeo Maurizio go at it. Catania in Sicily will see middleweight Ignacio Cervello and Ignacio De Bello do battle. Almaty in Kazakhstan, they host the battle for the WBO International Middleweight title with Kanat Islam, 26-0, taking on Walter Kutan Bakwa, 18-1. Light heavyweight Marco Kalik, 10-1, crosses the ropes with Sahi Zuk in the main event in Pula, Croatia. And welterweights Jakub Chaval and Marcin Fitner meet up in Dushin in Czech Republic. Super welterweights Pierre Dozigani and Artur Holozaki, they tangle in Poznan, Poland. And in Sosnowiec on Poland TV, P Sport TV, it's Paweł Stepien, 12-0-1, and Marek Matija, 16-1-2, vying for the vacant Republic of Poland light heavyweight crown. Dan Switzerland will see 17-2-1 welterweight Ricardo Silva step in with Jami Dananovor. He's 13-15-1. And we have Rashur Dufon hosting the Cruiserweight Showdown between Bernard Huber and Stefan Mihalov. And the lightweight fight between Carlos Perez and Jose Pisano is the headliner in Andalusia, Spain. Over in Victoria, it's Fran Mendoza versus Michio Zeladon in the bantamweight topper there. Out now to the Pacific Ocean to Nadi Fiji, where Joseph Quadro and Savanaka Naliva ride for the vacant Fiji and light heavyweight crown. And Jose Ravudi and Lakuro Dalino Vavanana, they fight for the open Fijian super welterweight title. Singapore will spotlight the Ali Hafiz versus Ramadan Wehiu super middleweight showdown. Lanzhou, South Korea, will see the super welterweight clash of Siang Hui Di and Jinsu Kim as its headliner. Tokyo, Japan, it has the featherweight matchup of Hinata Murata 9-1-1 and Takanori Ohashi 17-5-2. Metro Manila in the Philippines, they feature the RNL Bakanawaje versus Justoni Ortida featherweight belt fight, and the heavyweight Luke Mordini and Hayden Wright punch it out in West End, Queensland, Australia. In Chongqing in China, they host the Chun Li Lin 9-3 versus Gali Tusanto 17-1 contest for the Open WBC Asian Boxing Council Silver Super Bantamweight crown. Also 11-1 flyweights Wen Fengji takes on veteran Suyang Satorn with a record of 60 wins and 7 losses. There we go, 23 countries around the world, and still got back home safely.
Yeah, that's a good thing. You know, you take it, you go on that magic carpet ride around the world, you got to be careful you don't slide off. You know,
especially going over those oceans. On the way to Fiji, don't want to miss my stop in Fiji. Don't want to overshoot the runway.
Yeah, you know, they're talking, you know, with this Anthony Joshua fight that's coming up. You know, the Zone and Sylvester Stallone Production, they have formed a global creative partnership, beginning with the launch of groundbreaking feature documentary. You know, the documentary will be the biggest upset in decades, you know, that they're going to put forth and see if Sylvester Stallone can put that all together with Anthony Joshua in the fight, you know, the drama and all that, you know. Now, you know, they're trying to go Hollywood. We're going to see how all of that takes place, you know, all over there. But they're having a star-studded crew and cast to try to pull this thing off, you know, with an upset like this. One thing I can say, at one of the biggest upsets in boxing history, when Mike Tyson got beat in Tokyo, it still rivals the day. It's fresh on a lot of people's minds. So it was a big upset, but it was nothing near the fact of like Buster Douglas and Mike Tyson, that upset. But bar none in this age, it is a big upset, but not quite that upset. But we have one of our guests coming on here right now who took me down to the Joint Boxing Myers Henderson Hall Boxing Program. Their motto is support and defend. And he's our boxing imam who travels around the country with us. Yusuf Hilm, how are you doing, brother?
I'm doing
welcome
good,
into
Mr.
the show.
Oh, well, it's a blessing to be on the show, Mr. Snowwell, and greetings to everybody out there in Radio Land.
Yeah, well, we were trying to get you on, but your schedule was busy before. But we want you to say some prayers and blessings for the boxing community before we bring our other special guest on.
Okay, that'd be a pleasure. On no soul does the Lord place a burden greater than they can bear. He gets every good that it earns, and it suffers every ill that it earns. Our Lord, condemn us not if we forget or fall into error. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden like that which thy didst lay on those before us. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden greater than we can bear. Lay not on us a burden greater than we have the strength to bear. Blot out our sins and grant us forgiveness. Have mercy on us. You are our protector. Help us against those who stand against faith. Amen.
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 Yeah, amen. Man, we want to thank you for that great prayer. It's because the boxing community needs healing. So it can keep going all onward and forward, so we can bring the best out in all of those that participate in boxing, because boxing is something special. You're a former boxer too, Brother Yusuf, and, you know, we need that. We need the people to bring out their best, and this is what's going to keep uplifting this sport in this game of boxing, right?
Well,
hello.
What you're saying is 100% correct, and I just pray that the Lord give us the strength that we can do what's right and walk in the right way. That way we'll have His blessing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think we're being blessed. You know, if this Anthony Joshua fight goes off in Saudi Arabia with him and Luis, they have thrown something in the measure. We were talking on it before you came on the show. Sylvester Stallone production is now they're going to be doing a documentary on that fight. They're saying, you know, it's the biggest upset in history, and I don't believe so. We were talking before we got you on the show, is that Mike Tyson, Buster Douglas was one of the biggest ones in boxing history. It was shocking, amazing, and most people can tell you where they were at the time and the space when Mike Tyson got beat, or when they heard the news of that upset. You know,
early morning.
Yeah.
Early morning out here in the States. Yeah, I was in California. It was early in the morning when I heard. Yeah.
Most people can tell you that.
Woke up to the news. They woke up to the news. Because nobody was really thinking that. Like, okay, you know, Tyson's fighting over in Japan. Nobody was giving it two thoughts, you know, until you woke up in the morning and said, what?
Good morning,
yeah.
I remember a guy knocked on my door, yeah.
Yeah,
good morning, Jim.
My neighbor and said, yeah.
Yeah, good morning.
Hello.
We have Yusuf is on the line. Welcome into the World Boxing Review radio show. We have the Joint Base Meyer Henderson, the Hall Boxing Coach. Their motto is support and defend. Sergeant Coach Dave. And Dave, I don't want to mess up your last name. If you can say your last name for us so everybody know who you are, welcome into the show.
How you doing? How you doing? My name is Coach Pugh.
Right. Pugh. Okay, that's the way you pronounce it, Pugh. All right, Coach Pugh. I had the indeed pleasure to be in Washington, Virginia area and to Yusuf to bring me into this fine facility where our country's heroes and fighters, and they're taking up sport and play that's second to none, and you're leading the effort there. Talk a little bit about that, about you and about that base real fast.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Joint Base Meyer Henderson Hall is a joint base, and we do the funerals at Arlington National Cemetery, and we're the personal escort for the President of the United States.
Wow. This is really something, and it was an indeed pleasure, you know, because me and Yusuf received Lifetime Achievement Awards, and Henry Hathcock, our boxing historian, from the President of the United States, Donald Trump, and also for our community efforts, one of those awards for the Beacon of Light of 4,000 community service hours, something like that. But it's a deep pleasure. You gentlemen are a gentleman and a scholar, but you're gentle giants. And I witnessed that in your training. Your training is second to none, and I can understand why our defenders of this great country and throughout the world is that they can go in and defend this country, because, boy, do y'all get down when y'all training, boy. If some of them fighters train like that, oh, man, they'd be going places. But, Coach Dave, you're into doing a boxing program. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We started last December. After I came back from Korea, I had a boxing team out in Korea when I was stationed there. And I came here, and I really wasn't looking to start a boxing team here. But someone found out that I had a boxing team in Korea, and they wanted to get some work in, and it just took off from there.
Wow. Well, you got it going, and we're going to try our efforts to help you elevate that. You have a great group of men and women. And boy, they're training hard, man. They're learning the fundamental skills from you, the offense and defense. Learn how to hit, not get hit, how to defend themselves, and how important training and nutrition is with the sport of boxing. But man, you're doing a great job. What are some of the things you look for in the future for what you're doing there?
Well, I have some fighters who definitely have potential to take this to the next level. But for the near future, I definitely want to get in any show that my fighters can get in the local area. And we'll definitely travel to get in some shows. But I want to actually have all my fighters compete for the All-Army boxing team. So once they get enough fights under their belt, I'll do a packet for each one of them, and I'll send them there so they can tear some heads up at the All-Army Boxing Camp.
Yeah, and that's a terrific boxing camp. If to go back in a bit of history, you know, Henry's not with us today, but, you know, Joe Louis was in the Army. And he put on exhibitions to raise money for the military, along with Sugar Ray Robinson. You know, he was in the military, and they fought and did exhibitions and things for the military. Also, Michael and Leon Spinks, and this year, Ray Mercer. You know, so it's a great program that the armed forces have inside that program, that second to none, Dave. And I thank you for wanting to start a program that, you know, people are interested in participating, and it takes commitment because you still got to do your sergeant details of your day job, correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah, Uncle Sam still pays the bills, so we still have to protect and serve.
You got that right. But you're doing a terrific job. Just explain some of the things, you know, in the day's training that the guys may go through.
Well, in the morning, we have to be at PT. In the morning, that's at 06:30 every day. And we train for an hour to hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, depending on the day. And then after work, after our work is done, then we're in the gym at 4:30, and we don't leave until 8 o'clock some days.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going over a various amount of training, cardio to strength and conditioning. This is every day. Every day we do the same thing over and over again because our cardio has to be second to none.
Right. That's absolutely right. Now, we have, and we want to welcome another guest that's part of your program. I guess it's your assistant coach. Would it be?
Yes, Coach Davin.
Who is it? What's his name? Hello?
Coach Davin.
Coach? Yes, Coach Davin. Davin? Yeah, Coach Davin, welcome into the show. You know, Coach Dave, you know, one thing in boxing, the hardest punch to get away from is called the 1-2 punch, a jab right hand because it comes straight down the pike. And with you two, you're a great 1-2 punch. The way I see these guys training, boy, y'all have it going on. Just explain from your viewpoint as the assistant coach, what do you think about the overall program?
The overall program, it's great. What Dave is doing and what we're doing for these guys is we're really taking it into a different aspect and trying to teach these guys boxing that they've never done before. And then they're putting in a lot of good work into this because they have another full-time job being in the military and using this boxing to take them away from all the stress that they got at work. We got a lot of great people in there. And I'm happy. I'm happy for the program. It's really growing into something big.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Coach Dave, what are some of the things that you may need help with? I know you said you want to participate in some local amateur programs. Me and Yusuf, we can help you with that. But what other things that you're trying to accomplish?
Well, the main thing is to find a regular facility that we can go to actually get our work in every day because we do work every day. We just got finished doing the workout before we called in this morning. So we just need a actual regular facility because the MWR is and has paid for some gear for us, but we just have no place to put it. So that's just the main thing right now because we're just working that borrowed space.
Yeah, I you have a beautiful gym facility there on the base that I can see, state-of-the-art stuff, but you do need stuff for boxing, like a boxing ring and all of that. And me as a WBC ambassador, I'm going to see, I told you that me and Yusuf, we're going to donate a portable ring where you can move and set aside and stuff like that into your program. But we'd like to thank your assistants for coming on. You know, we have to click him off to bring some other guests that I guess some of your fighters onto the show. So that's another. We'll be waiting here as they come on. But we got one more minute before they come on. Brother Yusuf, what do you see? From your experience of being in the military and being a veteran of this program, and Coach Dave is live on the line with us too. Hello?
Yeah, well, first of all, I want to say that David Pugh is not just a sergeant, but he is a sergeant first class, which is one of the upper echelons in the non-commissioned ranks. And what I see is that I see nothing but excellence, because it don't take me but a minute to pick up vibrations and the vibes that I picked up and what I have witnessed so far is nothing but discipline and good, honest training. And I noticed there was no profanity. And what I'm saying is that I'm seeing the best of the best. So I just want to thank the Lord that we got a man like Sergeant First Class David Pugh.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Brother Yusuf. Now, we have another guest coming in. We're going to click you off. You're going to have to call back in. We're going to bring one of the fighters on here. Our next guest, we'd like to thank you for the for calling in to the World Boxing Review. And our next guest, is this Leo? Hello?
Yes. This is
Hello?
Is Relaford,
yeah.
I think it is.
This is Relaford. Oh, okay.
Yes. Sir.
Okay. Yeah, well, we're going to have to, because we got one of the fighters calling in. I think he's online now. We're going to have to click you out to bring him back on so we can keep some of the lines open so we can call in. Okay, Coach Relaford?
Yes, no.
Okay, we'll do. Yeah, hold on,
Relaford,
Coach Dave. You're still there?
Yes, Relaford is one of the fighters.
Oh, he is. Okay.
Yes.
So the next one to come on is Fighter Leo. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, we're waiting for him to call in. We have Yusuf on the line. Yeah, now the line's open. He can probably call in. This is great. You know, with modern technology, ain't that right, Bob? Any questions,
You're doing
Bob?
Wonderful, God, man. I'm laughing at you. I'm here, like, pushing the button. You just call that, like, radio work.
yeah. Well, you schooled me very well, Bob. But go ahead, Bob. Any questions for Coach Dave?
Yeah, do you have any ideas as far as where you want to put up a permanent location? I mean, think about the city or maybe outside of Virginia somewhere. Do you have any spots in mind?
Well, we do our work on post because the majority of the soldiers are brand new and they don't have any vehicles to get to the facility. But anywhere
okay.
near Arlington, close to the base would be essential because of transportation.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a key there. Okay, yeah. All right.
Yeah, this is, you know, I watch, you know, with y'all doing offense and defense and some of your conditioning drills. I mean, your conditioning drills are second to none, Coach Dave. Now, if these guys are in the military and they have to compete, how do they work that out? Do you work all of that out for them?
I do. I take care of everything from the admin to them competing because most of the competitions are on the weekend, so that helps out. But if the competition was during the week, like a holiday, and it fell on a Monday, I'll just talk to the chain of command, their leadership, and we'll put in the pass. And the leadership is behind the boxing team, so they will support us traveling and going to fight and stuff like that. So it's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
that's it's awesome program when you see these guys that are in the military work and train, and you know how well it's a well disciplined and organized machine, and you need that, you know, from the training facilities that I ran and have run and made many world champions. You need structure. And when you have structure, you can get a lot of things accomplished. And
yes,
y'all
sir.
Made my day when I came in there. I was so happy and elated to witness y'all doing this. I said, look how well organized, well machined, and what they were being taught, the excellence of it. But Coach Dave, I think we have Leo. Is this Leo?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Okay, Leo's a boxer. Leo, you know, you're underneath a great program with Coach Dave with Joint Base Meyer Henderson Hall Boxing. Just tell us a little bit about you and how you like the program.
I think the program is excellent, especially for a lot of young soldiers that don't have the money to go to these gyms that charge, you know, the membership fees off post. So if you have a lot of young soldiers that are looking not only to become boxers but improve their overall fitness, maybe work on something like their cardio for their PT test, if it be that, this is just a great opportunity for anyone to better themselves as a fighter, self-defense-wise, or just their overall fitness.
Real fitness, yeah, man, true. You know, boxing is great thing for fitness. But Bob Murray, any questions for Leo?
Yeah, Leo, have you guys had any kind of, like, friendly back and forth between you and the other fighters? You know, like, we're out doing the running a couple of miles. You guys, like, say, I'll beat you, you know, kind of thing. Do you guys play off each other like that? You know, compete against each other while you're running and doing sprints.
You know, I'm a little bit muffled on mind of things.
I could definitely answer that question.
Okay.
Okay.
Come on, Coach Dave.
Yes, they do. So I teach them on the team. I teach competition breeds excellence. So we're always competing against each other, always, because it'll definitely bring out the best in each fighter. But we have a little competitions amongst ourselves, so that when we compete against other people, they already know what type of energy and competitiveness to bring to the table.
Okay. Leo, is there anything or you want to say or get out there about you, the program or anything like that?
So I'll be having a fight coming up pretty soon on the Veterans Day card. So, you know, if anyone's coming out to the fight, you know, just look out for us and our team. I guess it's a really good program. I'm glad that Joint Base Meyer Henderson Hall has blessed us with the opportunity to use their facilities, blessed us with a great coach such as Coach Dave, and allows us to continue to do what we do. And I hope that this program evolves and expands over time, get more participants, more equipment, and it's a great opportunity for a lot of soldiers over there.
Yeah, and we're going to help you that. And thank you for coming on the show, Dave. We got to click you out because we got a tremendous lineup with the guys that are participating in the program. And we'd like to thank you, Leo, for coming on the show. And that Veterans Day fight, we're going to see if we can get people on there. And Coach Dave, talk a little bit about that Veteran Day fight program.
Well, it's a showcase that I went on USA Boxing, and I looked up amateur shows that's coming up that my fighters can participate in, and I just called the guy that was running it, and I added four fighters to the show because it said Veterans Day fight, so why not have veterans fight in the show? So
that's correct.
I called him up, and he added my four fighters to the show, so. Just waiting for that day. Fighters are ready to go.
Well, we're going to see, you know, this year for the what they're planning for the Atlantic City Boxing Hall of Fame. They plan on doing an amateur show, and I got to talk to the president. Maybe you can bring some of the guys up there and have them participate at the Atlantic City Boxing Hall of Fame. They're talking about having an amateur tournament. That would be great.
Yeah,
I have to talk with Ray McCline and them, you know, see if we can get y'all up there and get you going if they're going to have it. But we're definitely going to help y'all get that program going so guys can get an opportunity to fight. You know, we're going to put the calls out, the feelers out that guys have to show. But we like to welcome our next guest into the World Boxing Review Radio Show. How you doing, Martin? This is Aaron, and Coach Dave is online with us, and Bob Murray, who takes us on a magic carpet ride around the world every week. But, Martin, welcome into the show. How you doing?
I'm doing good, sir. How you doing?
Good, good. I'm doing fine. Look, man, tell us about yourself in the boxing program that you're participating down there, Joint Base Meyer Henderson Hall Boxing Program, man. Support and defend. I like that.
I started a little over like a month ago, about a month now. I'm just trying to get in and learn as much as I can, really. I've been a super-duper boxing fan for like all my life, but I never had the means to actually put time and effort into it. So this is just giving me a chance to get in and learn as much as I can and really just see about it, that dog in me.
Yeah. Well, what part of the military are you in?
I'm an Army.
In the Army? Coach Dave was saying that this, you know, on the World Boxing Review Radio Show, when tragedy happens and things, you know, we cover a lot of and try to help raise money, boxers and stuff that need to be buried that don't have money, with Henry Haskup, our historian. What do you do with something like that? Do you have anything to do with the burials or anything like that?
Not necessarily with my primary MOS, but I have taken part in some ceremonies and been out there. And it's just a wonderful thing to just get out there and pay our respects to fallen soldiers and whoever's
That is indeed something special, you know, when you guys are committed to those things, protecting, defending this country, and then go have to do those things and then love this game and want to participate in the game called boxing. The sweet science of hitting and not getting hit, man. We want to thank you for just, man, protecting our country and doing a great job and then wanting to participate in boxing. I think you have a great coach in Dave. I think he's going to take you guys amazing places and do just amazing things with you. But, Martin, you know, when do you expect to compete since, you know, you're just getting into it? And Coach Dave can help us out with that, too.
Coach always said it's as fast as we want to get it done. Like, if we put the work in and we actually get it down, and he sees progress in us to the point of we're ready to get in there, then we'll be ready to get in there. I think I'll fight pretty soon, but I'm not rushing it on my end because I want to actually be ready mentally.
Yeah, you want to hone your skill. Yeah, that's good. Bob, any questions for Martin? I know we're moving along fast, Martin, but we have a lot of your colleagues that are coming on. So any questions?
Yeah.
Bob, just real quick, Martin. Yeah, Martin, what's your weight then? What do you call that?
Right now I'm currently 188, but I want to get down to 160.
Okay.
That's the big thing for me, trying to get down.
I get down on the
middleweight.
Mhm. Yeah. 160. Okay. Coach Dave. Well, you know, you got this gentleman. You know, it sounds like you got him moving right along.
I do, and he's making serious progress. He's a southpaw, so you know he already has a slick advantage, and he has long arms, so he has a. He has pretty good tools at his disposal already, and he's learning pretty fast. So he should be in competition, I would say, in the next 3 months if everything goes according to plan.
Wow. You just got to stay in that gym and keep working hard. Well, Martin, we'd like to thank you for coming in. We have another one of your colleagues moving up. Bob, we're moving right along here, aren't we?
That's a good one. Yeah.
Can you believe that I'm operating this thing, Bob? Thank you so much, Bob, for let me do this. But Coach Dave, our next one we have Jesus. Is that correct?
That's right, Gonzalez. That's right. How you doing, Aaron?
Good, good. How you doing, brother? What's going
on,
champ? Man, talk a little bit about yourself. Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about you and the program, man.
All right, so the program's great. Working out every night plus morning PT has me in prime shape. I'm ready to fight. I'm feeling good. Throwing in any more cardio in there, just a little extra. So I'm feeling great and I'm ready to fight.
With Coach Dave, how's he progressing? How you see his progress?
Jesus just joined us, and he came in already having some boxing background. So with fighters with soldiers who come in and they already have some boxing background, of course I have to fill them out to see exactly where they're at in their training and to see exactly how much do they know. But, of course, I'm going to take them back from the basics all over again, footwork, defense, just to make sure that I know that they can protect themselves, because that's our primary objective is
to make sure
they walk in the ring and walk out the ring. That's my primary objective. So he's progressing really good. He has a tremendous dog in him. He never quits, and I like it. I like his work ethic.
Wow, that's good. How do you feel? Where you think you plan on going with this thing?
Well, I'm hungry. I want to get at least, I don't know, maybe 30 bouts in me. I want to fight a lot, so I'm gonna push my body until it can't go no more, and that's what I want to do. I want to see how far I could get in this game. I'm trying to get to the top of the mountain. That's always the goal. So that's what I'm shooting for. And wherever I land, I mean, I put in whatever work I can, and that's where I'm going to be. So I feel if I put in enough work, I'll be at the top.
Man, brother, Bob, can't you hear out of these guys what makes America great, man? My heaven. You can hear why our military second to none, man. You know, these guys
are
the spirit, man. The
dedication
in y'all spirit. You can feel it when y'all guys talk, you know?
With the passion. You guys have a nice passion building up there for the sport. Getting ready to go out there and do it. Plus, defend our country, of course, on top of all that. Yeah, it's a great thing. This is a wonderful show. I love hearing you guys. You know, it's great. Yeah, it's coming up in the future of boxing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
Coach Dave, where do you think that he's gonna, how he's progressing and things like that with him?
So the sky is the limit for Jesus and a couple other new fighters that I have. I told him yesterday that I'm going to do a packet for all of them once they have enough fights under their belt so they can go all Army and actually take over the Army boxing team, because we have enough fighters in our stable right now to go to the all Army boxing team and just take over every division. That's my goal. And I actually want to fight the all Army boxing team just to show them that, you guys are on the all Army boxing team, but we got the best fighters here.
Well, that's look, when you're the best fight the best. And when you have that kind of spirit, you will be the best. You know, when you feel you have the best and you hone your skills against the best, then you become the best. And man, this is amazing, Bob. I'm just excited. Like I told y'all when I was in the gym with y'all, y'all have really made my day, my week. And my weekend now, to sit around, you know, to hear you guys, it's like all of those great world champions I train, to hear their spirit is because a coach feeds off the guy's spirit. You know, when you have guys that will put everything into it that you ask them to do, They'll run the extra mile. They'll throw the extra punch. They'll go the extra round. You know, and when you have that, man, it's something special, and it only comes from God. God brings people together, and for purposes and reasons far beyond what we know. But when you have guys with the spirit that you guys got, man, y'all are definitely going places. But we have another guest, Jesus, one of your other colleagues, and we're going to have to click you off to bring them in, Dave. And, Dave, at the World Boxing Review, we want to thank you for coming on the show, taking your time, Sarge. I know y'all are real busy, everyone. But, you know, the military's they're fair and equal opportunity employees for those who join the armed services. We have Jackie. How are you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
All right, champ. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good this morning. Lovely Saturday morning. Weather feeling good.
Yeah, well, we'd like to thank you for coming on the World Boxing Review Radio Show. Coach Dave is on the line with him, Sergeant Coach Dave, and our radio aficionado, Bob Murray, is on. Jackie, you know, I was there in the gym. I was watching you spar. I can remember the days when I seen, like, Christy Martin, when she first came in, mm-hmm. who became a world champion, Layla Ali. Boy, mm-hmm. do you got skills. Let's talk a little about yourself in the boxing program. Come on with it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I started boxing, I want to say, like 7 months ago, 6 or 7 months ago. And Coach Dave, we actually coached softball together. He kind of brought the idea to me. I actually played basketball overseas, and he kind of brought the idea to me, hey, why don't you try boxing? You know what I mean? So I said, mm-hmm. I didn't know about it. And when I actually started it, he knows I kind of got addicted to it. I liked it. And everything was slow pace at first. I had to start with footwork, and, you know, I was like, okay, I got kind of bored with that, but then you have to learn the fundamentals first. And not just like any other sport, I learned that fundamentals come first. And then after that, he kind of, I guess, bred me to what I'm becoming now. And I'm just trying to work on my mm-hmm. skills and perfect my skills. Like I do in any other sport, I want to be the best I can at it. And that takes time and patience, so I'm just along for the ride right now.
Yeah, but you do some other special work too, right?
Yes, I do. I work for the Metropolitan Police Department as a community outreach coordinator. I do a lot of work within the community, a lot of different community events, just to try to bring new ideas to the D.C. area. That's kind of what my job is, coming up with creative events and just working with the community and make the community a better place. I enjoy my work. I enjoy it because I'm from D.C., so I enjoy working within the D.C. area to give back to my community that I grew up in. I feel like that's essential. So that's something that I love doing. I'm very passionate about. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, we have another one of your colleagues on hold. If you just hold on, we'll get with you, Ellis. You just hold on there. But Jackie, Coach Dave, talk a little bit about Jackie. You know, how's she progressing?
Oh, Jackie, as she said, we coached softball together at Bishop Ireton High School. And I brought the idea to her because I seen her physique and her body and the way she went about her business in basketball. And I was like, in my head, I was like, if she could just transition that to boxing, it'll be something special. And she's an athlete. She's a competitor. So when I did that, she wants to perfect everything all the time. She always gets on herself because she wants to be perfect. And that's what you have to be in boxing. Everything has to be technically perfect for you to, you know, complete the mission that you have to compete. And she does. She's progressing awesome every day in the gym.
Yeah. I seen you witness you sparring the guy. And,
oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
a lot of women boxers don't like to do that. But I seen you get down with the fellas sparring, Jack, and you were awesome. I was really
so
impressed.
I appreciate
it. Yeah,
I don't mind it. I don't mind it. It makes me better.
Yeah. Yeah, and Coach Stay said, don't worry about a cheating handle. he said, you can handle it, and that was real impressive. But Jackie, we want to thank you for coming on to the World Boxing Review Radio Show. We have
thank
to bring Ellis because we're running close on time. But thank you for coming
no
on
problem.
The show.
Thank
right.
you. I appreciate
Yeah, well, Champ Ellis, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, sir? How are you doing today?
Yeah, good. You got Coach Sergeant Ellis on the phone and on the show, and also Bob Murray, our radio aficionado, on the phone, man. Ellis, tell us a little bit about yourself in the program at Joint Face Meyer Henderson Hall Boxing Program. Support and defend. Hey, Bob, I like saying that, man. Support and defend, man.
Yeah.
Come on, how you doing? Talk a little bit about you.
It definitely sounds good, doesn't it? I'm doing great today. Honestly, I've been boxing for about 15 years. I'm from the UK. I came over to the US about 5 years ago. And obviously now I'm in the Army. And honestly, thanks to Silent Pugh, he kind of reignited mm-hmm. the fire. I mean, the fire never really goes away, but, you know, the Army makes it or has made it difficult for me to kind of keep myself in the ring. But now that this program is here, it's definitely a blessing to me. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Coach Dave, how's Ellis progressing here?
Well, Ellis is the reason that the program is here. He was the first fighter that I started training when I got back from Korea because I didn't want to do boxing. I didn't look for it. I didn't seek it out or anything because I wanted to take a break. But he came to me and was like, I want to start fighting again. And Ellis was the first fighter that I had at Joint Base Meyer Henderson Hall. And he has a tremendous skill set. But like he said, it's been a while. Being in the Army is hard to get in the ring and do what you love to do because we have a job to do. But every day we can, we're in the gym training, we're sparring, we're going to different gyms in Maryland and in D.C. try to get this work in so we can you know, just hone our craft and be better.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Ellis, you know, talk a little bit about the program.
I mean, like I said, the program is great. I mean, I'm always happy, and I'm always happy, and I'm sure, you know, Sam Pugh is always happy to kind of shed the knowledge and see these young guys coming in that are new to the sport to kind of share, give advice, you know, train them and get them ready to do bigger and better things, whether it's inside the ring or outside the ring. I think it's great for all of us to be more, you know, to be fitter. And then, of course, in terms of boxing, it gives us a tremendous amount of brotherhood, sisterhood, you know. It just inspires us to do more and to be better fighters, better soldiers, and better people in general. So it's a blessing. It's a great thing.
Wow. We got 90 seconds. Coach Dave Sargent, if you want to 15 seconds, have this last to say before we close up on the show.
Well, I just want to say thank you for the opportunity to let my guys come on the show and talk to you about their experiences. And be looking out for Joint Base Meyer Henderson Hall doing big things. We definitely want to take over the military boxing scene, and we definitely want to take over the all-Army boxing scene. So definitely be on the lookout because we're here to stay.
Well, and we're going to help you stay there too because we're going to be looking to donate some stuff. Like we said earlier, we're going to get you that portable ring that you need down there to you, Bob. Bob, in closing, you want to say something? We got 15 seconds. Hello? Bob? Well, I think Bob got clicked out there. But, Bob, we'd like to thank you, Dave, and your guys from, you know, Ascroft, Leo, Martin, the Jesus, Jackie, and Alex. Thank you for coming on. Yeah, you're coming. Thank you for coming on to the World Boxing Review Radio Show. My name is Aaron Snowell. They call me the Hall of Fame Trainer of Champions. And our radio aficionado, Bob Murray, who's taking us on a magic carpet ride week in and week out. Thank you for coming on the show, man. Joint Base Meyer Henderson Hall Boxing Program. Support and defend, man. Man, y'all guys have to support Coach Dave, man. Send the stuff, the boxing stuff that you want to donate to their program. Send it down to the Joyce Base in care of Sergeant Coach Dave Pugh. He'll get it. Just send it. Send it. We're asking the boxing community. Thank you.
Okay. See you later.
Hello.